Well, thanks, guys, for allowing me to speak to you, to share my testimony of where I've been, what I've done, and where I am now. So it's only by God's grace. So I'm gonna share my testimony just where it all started. So growing up, it was just my mom and her boyfriends and me until about the third grade. That's when she married again, and this husband ended up adopting me. You see, my biological father left when I was an infant, and he gave up all biological rights to me. He'd even asked my mom at one point in time, "Have you ever thought what it'd be like to have a baby cut up in a crib?" He was talking about me. Mom married again, and this guy wasn't much better. He wanted nothing to do with me, and he thought I was an interference. Mom eventually decided enough was enough and left this man. She later married my now adopted dad, Marine Tom. Tom wasn't home much, and when he was, a lot of times it felt like I was one of his troops. Not much love, but I sure got the discipline. Well, growing up and getting older, moving on to middle school, Dad still wasn't home much. So the next best thing was my grandpa. He was, and for several years, had been my best friend. He was the best. He taught me everything from growing a garden to helping with concrete and the survival skills of camping. Then out of nowhere, cancer. My best buddy had cancer. He battled and fought for 10 months, witnessing to everyone he came in contact with. He said that he was a winner no matter what. A winner if he lived because he was going to be with his family, and a winner if he died because he knew he was going to go to heaven to be with his Lord. Well, in my eyes, the worst happened. He died and my life was shattered. I lost the best thing I had. Grandpa wasn't going to be able to do the things he said he would. He wasn't going to be able to sit on the Berry Bowl bleachers and watch me play for the Berries. He wasn't going to be able to teach me everything he knew. After Grandpa's death, the doctor told us that he should have only lived for 3 weeks. Instead, God gave him 10 months. I think God did that for me. I needed Grandpa in my life as long as he could be. At this age, I'd been going to church. I'd accepted Jesus into my heart, and I was on a Bible quizzing team. Then this had to happen with Grandpa. I couldn't figure out why God allowed this. It was unfair. I was mad at God and everyone around me. I hated everyone and everything. I started to get harassed about my grandfather's death. A certain kid would say, "So how's your grandpa?" knowing that he had died. I couldn't take it, so a part of a new me emerged. I got in a fight with this kid and hurt him. That wasn't the only thing changing. My attitude, my relationship with my mom was changing, and the relationship with my dad, it didn't grow, it diminished. We were starting to go toe-to-toe, head-to-head, and we were swinging arms on a regular basis. I lost every time, but Dad never saw me cry. That was important to me. I couldn't cry in front of him. Not me, not tough me. Swinging arms was bad enough, but losing to him just made it worse because I felt like I got beat by the best. The guy who could bench press over 300 pounds. Home life had gotten less desirable, so I decided to move in with my grandma because having been married for 40 years, she needed somebody to help her out now. That was my excuse anyway. I didn't help her out much. I was getting freedom. She wasn't going to tell me what I could and couldn't do or when to be home. That's when the hole got deeper. I started smoking, drinking, and doing drugs. I was a mess. I made several trips to Chicago when needed to deal and get cocaine and get marijuana. I smoked a lot of dope, and by now I was only in my sophomore year of high school. In the midst of all this chaos, I was trying to win a girl. She was one of those good girls, good grades, never did anything wrong, goody-two-shoe girls. It was going to be a challenge, but that's what I wanted. I finally got her to go on a date with me. She'll say it took about 3 months, but I finally got her. We soon went on another date and another, and then started going steady. It got to the point where I'd had her wrapped around my finger. I knew what to say and when to say it. I had her and her family loving me, and I had them right where I wanted them. Neither she nor her family knew what I did. She didn't even know that I smoked cigarettes for a couple years. I hid what I did, and I did it well. When we'd go out dates, I would tell her how tired she looked and that I should take her home to get some rest. Then I would start my other life, doing drugs, staying out all hours of the night, using my fake ID for bars, etc. Remember, I lived with Grandma at this time. Grandma was always asleep, so I had run of the town in Grandma's car. I was a jerk. It then came to the next phase of my life, life after high school. I still had my girl on a string. She was still in school and had a year to go. That worked to my advantage. I had drugs, free time, friends, and a girlfriend, all in that order. It got deeper than that. There became new drugs, selling more drugs, and messing around on the girl that I thought I'd loved. In the meantime, I decided that I'd like to pursue the Navy SEALs. I was a bad boy. I could surely be a Navy SEAL. I was in deep as going to the Mets clinic in Indy to take the drug test so I could be sent off. Again, God had other plans for me. I did not pass that drug test. That ended up being a blessing in disguise. That next spring, in 1997, Jenny graduated from LHS. That following January of 98, we had a baby girl out of wedlock. Another mistake, but not one I would ever take back. I was still a wild man out on the run. I got caught in a drug bust, went to jail. I had a good lawyer and got off easy, giving him, the lawyer, the credit, and not the man who really deserved the credit, God. God had other plans for me down the road, of course. I just didn't know at this time. My mom told my girlfriend to do what I was doing to her and just blow me off. So she did. Jenny had nothing to do with me besides dropping our daughter off to me and then picking her up several times a week. That's when the bottom really fell out. I lost the girl that stood beside me through everything, even after all the hell I had put her through. I didn't realize how much I loved her until I lost her and our daughter. I didn't care if I lived. The Lord was working on me hard. I could feel Him tugging and trying to pull me back to Him. I was still resistant. My mom had herself, my grandma, and her church family covering me and saturating me with prayer. It was hard. I was trying to get high, and when I did, I felt convicted. So I started staying home more, no partying. It was then, while in the shower, I sat down and let the water run over me. I was broken. I decided to give myself and all my problems to God and rededicate my life to Him. I asked for forgiveness for the stuff that I had done and asked Him to take over my life. I then felt a sensation like lightning shooting out of my hands and feet. I had a whole new feeling on life. I quit the drugs immediately, no lie. I had no desire for them. I started going to men's group at my mom's church once a week and started talking with fellow Christian men that have also had problems. I started growing in the Lord and began attending church regularly. I also started going to a Tuesday night prayer meeting. I was letting God consume me. I was on fire for Him. I dropped all my so-called friends and started working on getting the love of my life back along with my daughter. I wanted to be a family. Jenny still wanted nothing to do with me. She thought I was putting on a front and a big show. Yes, it was discouraging at times, and sometimes I slipped and got upset. I just knew I had to give it to God. I also used Psalms 37:4 as my crutch. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. 2 weeks prior to July 4th, 2000, Jenny hated me. Then on July 4th, she asked if I wanted to go to Indiana Beach with her and our daughter to watch fireworks. Wow, how God works. Not long after that, we started dating again, and I was working on proving that the new me was for real. On December 2nd, 2000, 5 months later, I married the most wonderful girl, my high school sweetheart. Jenny and I have been married going on 15 years, and we have 3 wonderful children, Jocelyn, who's 17, Jenna, 13, and Jonathan, 8. God is good all the time. Just because I still have Jenny and our three wonderful children, that doesn't mean that the problems have ended. There are new sets of problems, not the ones I was used to, but problems in the church now. Yeah, just because you go to church doesn't mean you still won't face trials. After 15 years at this church, we had to make a decision as a family to leave the church. The church that had helped mold and shape the new me. I have seen that the Lord still has bigger plans for me. The trials and struggles He allowed me to go through were all for His purpose. I'm now greatly involved in a new church and a big part of the church membership under a great pastor that teaches the Word of God. I'm leading a men's group. I'm part of a counseling team, and I'm able to talk to people that struggle with drugs. I also do marital counseling, and who would have thought that 18 years ago I'd be doing that? God is good all the time. He never leaves us. It's us that leave Him. You see, it took the ministry of believers and prayers to get me where I am today. My relationship with my wife, my children, and my parents is proof of this. Now to the job story of my life. Right after Jenny and I had married, I earned a journeyman plumber status and worked on the road 40-plus hours a week, leaving my wife and children home by themselves. I was eventually able to get a job closer to home, but then received a pretty bad shoulder injury, and then, 4 shoulder surgeries later, I wondered how I was going to support my family. Then it was at church I was approached about selling insurance for a living. I thought to myself, what? I'm a plumber. Now it's been 3.5 years, and you know what? With God, I can even sell insurance. I work for a guy that loves Jesus first and expects me to also. This allows me to be home more, spending time with my family, and going to the school events that I have missed for so long. I was even able to take my dad to Florida while doing this job and helped him witness to his dying sister. This is one of the best times I've shared with my dad. We were in a car for 15 hours each way, and we had some of the best bonding times we've ever had. I'm now able to be the church all the time. Even at work, I get to share the Lord with people that I wouldn't have run into in working out in the job field. This is what God expects us to do. As my pastor stated last week, God wants to be in our work, in our family, and in our homes. He's to be with us all the time, and we're to be the church. Thanks, guys, for the ability to share this.